From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Bernie Sanders' top campaign officials say tonight's debate could be a turning point in Sanders' efforts to become the Democratic nominee for president. Jeff Weaver is a senior campaign advisor, and he says there is a lot on the line for the 78-year-old Sanders at his first campaign event since having a heart attack 2 weeks ago in Las Vegas.
Look, it's very important. You know, there's been a lot of doubt cast, you know, particularly by some in the national media, to be honest. And the truth of the matter is there will be a lot of folks viewing the debate to see how Bernie's doing. And, you know, I think folks are going to be pleasantly surprised by the vitality and vigor that they see from Bernie Sanders.
Sanders plans to return to the campaign trail this weekend. He will appear at a Saturday afternoon event in New York City, billed as the Bernie's Back Rally. Executive pay within the UVM Health Network aligns closely with similar health systems around the country. Marta Murphy is a member of the UVM Health Network board, and she says the health network hired a consulting firm to compare UVM to 30 other health networks.
I don't think it left us feeling we were overpaying anybody, but at the same time treating them fairly.
Hospital CEO Dr. John Brumstead made a little over $2 million last year, and 15 staff members made more than $500,000. Town officials say Norwich will recover almost $80,000 of the $250,000 it lost to an email scam this summer. The Valley News reports talks are also underway to secure the remaining $170,000 from Norwich's insurer, the Vermont League of Cities and Towns. The Norwich Select Board earlier this month said it lost the money through a, quote, business email compromise scam. Fake emails prompted the town finance department to make the payments. The Select Board is now looking into ways it can protect the town from such scams in the future. Police are investigating after the body of a man in his 20s was found on a Burlington rooftop. On Monday, Burlington police say they responded to a notification that a man appeared to be asleep on the roof of a building at 202 Main Street. They then discovered the man was deceased. Police say they cannot yet identify the man, but they believe there is no danger to the public associated with the incident. Turning today to today's Eye in the Sky forecast details for the VPR listening region, mostly sunny skies and a pleasant day, highs in the mid to upper 50s, partly cloudy this evening, lows mainly in the 30s, around 40 degrees near Lake Champlain and in the St. Lawrence Valley. And for tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly to partly sunny north and east of Interstate 89, some increasing clouds south and west and a chance of afternoon showers, mostly in New York and in the Berkshires. Tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s to mid 60s. We'll have more on the weather coming up at the end of the hour. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.